A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 15th chapter, verses 11 through 32. And he said, There was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of the property that is coming to me. And he divided the property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in that country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran and embraced him and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate. Now his older son was in the field, and as he came and drew near to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. And he said to him, Your brother has come, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him back safe and sound. But he was angry and refused to go in. His father came out and entreated him, but he answered his father, Look, these many years I have served you, and I never disobeyed your command. Yet you never gave me a young goat that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your property with prostitutes, you killed the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, Son, you are always with me, and all that is mine is yours. It was fitting to celebrate and be glad, for this your brother was dead and is alive. He was lost and is found. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Douglas Davis, Messiah Lutheran Church, Prattville, Alabama.
Today I would like to share with you one of my favorite parables, the prodigal son. Perhaps the reason is I can identify with either of these sons at different times in my life. And if we're all honest with ourselves, I think there's a little of both sons in us all. The first son, although living with a loving father and not in want, was not content with what he had. He demanded from his father his portion of the inheritance, basically telling his father he wishes he was dead so he could do whatever he wanted. But here's the kicker. The father loved his son so much that he gave him what he wanted and hoped beyond hope his son would use the wealth wisely and see how much his father loved him and wished him to stay. But that was not the case. The son squandered the wealth and soon found himself a broken bum banished to eat the food thrown to the pigs. He realized the error of his ways, his sinfulness, and wished to return home to his father to repent. His expectations were to become one of his servants in his father's employ, but the father, who waited patiently for his son, ran to meet his son and opened up the stops and welcomed his once dead son back to life, and a life fuller than before. We too act like the first son when we turn our backs on our Heavenly Father and His will for our lives. We sin and squander our inheritance, only to find ourselves broken and lost. Our Father mourns for us and waits patiently for us to see our sin and repent. He too rejoices over us and not only forgives us of our sins, but lavishly clothes us with his righteousness and prepares for us a feast beyond compare and an eternal home beyond our imagination. The second son, returning from the fields, hears the party and wonders what's going on. when he heard it was a party thrown for the wayward son, he would have none of it. He had been faithful to all that was given, and in return got nothing. Instead of joining the party of celebration for the return of the lost son, he held his own party, a pity party. He was obedient to his father, but didn't have a loving relationship with him. He thought of himself more of a servant than a son. We act like the second son when we look to our works as a means of pleasing the Father and receiving his love and grace. We become angry over those who squandered their lives and still receive the Father's love and forgiveness. They offered no sacrifice or work to show their worthiness. Our Father desires not our sacrifices, but our broken and contrite hearts. He desires us to repent. To whom do you identify with? The first son who once lived a sinful life, but now knows God's great mercy and love? Or the second son who lives a life of works and has not experienced the unconditional love and grace of God? We need to look into our hearts and minds and reflect on our relationship with God. What is your motivation for coming to worship? What is your motivation as you serve him? Do you serve out of your love and gratitude for the eternal life he has given to you? Or do you serve out of obligation and duty? Do you love him dearly as he loves you? Or do you see him as a harsh taskmaster and do that which you think will please him? Christ lived the life we could not live and died the death we should have died. Through our faith in what Christ has done for us, we receive the forgiveness of our sins and look forward to the eternal life with him. There is great joy in heaven for all who repent and come to know him. God is throwing a party, and the invitations are written with the blood of Jesus, and you are invited. He patiently waits for you and wants you to join him in the joy of eternal life with him. Come, join the party, for once you were lost, but now are found, and once you were dead, but now you are alive. May the grace of God and the faith of Jesus Christ be with each and every one of you. To God be the glory. Amen.
We thank Pastor Douglas Davis for this meditation on God's Word.